As we come into the Tonglen practice, we're going to begin by taking good care of ourselves and being very grounded. And I think you all know the basics of this, but just reminding all of us to really plant our feet and feel our bottoms in our chair or cushion, bench. Really feel those sensations, as well as the hands at the lap. And as I've so often suggested, to round the shoulders up, back, and down, give them a little roll to loosen them, but also so that on that last up, back, and down, we bring the shoulder blades nice and strong and flat to the back, creating a nice strong back to meet the suffering of this world with strength. And also this movement of the shoulders and the shoulder blades flat to the back opens the chest and the heart area so that there's a receptivity towards ourselves, our own suffering, and the sufferings of others. You might even sense with that soft opening in the chest a little bit of courage arising. And then with friendly intention, allowing for some nice full breaths. And then letting the breathing settle. And yoking the awareness to the breathing for a while. Bringing attention repeatedly back just to the breathing and a sense of sitting here, strong and open-hearted. And as we breathe together, allowing ourselves to contact any bit of stress we may be feeling, our own measure of suffering or sorrow that we feel we can open to on each in-breath. Without getting overwhelmed. Ah, yes, there's this happening. There's this concern, naming it, allowing it, feeling it in the body as you breathe in. Yeah, it's like this. And with each out-breath, offering the ease, the relief, the peace of the out-breath. Giving ourselves soothing touch at any point. remembering we all struggle and suffer in our lives. There's always something that's a bit challenging for each person. Breathing in the suffering or the stress, and breathing out release, ease, comfort, compassion. Even letting the out-breath carry a word, an image that expresses that good wish for ourselves. And over the next few moments, pause with that and just notice how this is progressing and if you're feeling stable, still that same sense of a strong back and a soft, open front. And if not, if there's a sense of overwhelm, then to really ground. And possibly choosing another practice for yourself, like loving kindness or body scan, or just feeling your feet and bottom and hands as you breathe. And so if you feel that it's okay for you to carry on, then be aware of one other being who's here today. You know one another's stories, recent and longer term. Someone here you might engage this same Tonglen practice for. Feeling that empathy. And if you feel steady enough, breathing your sense of their suffering in on each out in breath and offering relief and ease, whatever you think they might need on the out breath. Soothing touch at any point. It's okay if you feel a little distress. This is empathy, empathic resonance in the body and heart mind. It's okay. Just don't get overwhelmed. Soothing touch at any point. And then over the next few moments, pausing with that and again checking in. How am I doing? Do I feel enough openness and strength to widen the field of concern? Or have I gone as far as need be for this being in this moment? Whatever you choose is okay. It's fine. We needn't push ourselves. It's all good. And so let's, if you're able, expand our field of concern, compassion to the people of Ukraine. Perhaps from stories you've read or heard or seen in the news. Maybe there's even one particular person you've seen or heard interviewed, read about, that you could use as a touchstone. As we're able, taking in their fear and anger, distress, lack of necessities of life. And for some, it's grief. They've already had loved ones die or be injured, or their home destroyed. So in the silence, as you're able, breathing in that empathic resonance that we can all feel when we consider another's suffering, taking it in and then breathing out relief for them, knowing that as we do so, we also are breathing out relief and ease and comfort for ourselves. Soothing touch at any point. As long as you don't feel overwhelmed, tears are fine. This is worth crying about. And then pausing with that over the next few moments. Again, checking in with ourselves and how we're doing. Taking care of postures, strong back, soft open front, grounded. And if you feel able, widening the field of awareness to all the many people who are extending themselves in all those neighboring countries around Ukraine to help out. Sacrificing their own time and resources and lives even to help. Sense of what they're going through, feeling that on the in-breath, and offering them ease, compassion on the out-breath as you're able. Possibly joining them in their courage. And then pausing with that over the next few moments and grounding again. And then if you feel that you have enough strength, capacity for this, considering opening our hearts to the Russian people who have been fed propaganda and lies, have been recruited, some, many, as soldiers to do terrible deeds. To those Russians who have protested and are now arrested or imprisoned, and all those people who are frightened. Having a sense, if you feel able, to feel for them in their suffering. With each in-breath, and offer strength and courage and ease on the out-breath. And then over the next few moments, pausing with that, noticing how it all is with you, giving ourselves soothing touch, and in these last few minutes, breathing in for ourselves. And out for ourselves, connecting with our own suffering on the in-breath, that all of these events and these considerations may have engendered, and giving ourselves what we need, that squeeze, soothing words with each out-breath. Or just feel the letting go, the softness of each out-breath. Possibly breathing a little more deeply and extending the out-breath. And then pausing with that and just being aware of how we are and letting ourselves be just as we are. And remembering the words of the Buddha who said, "Hatred never ceased by hatred, but by love alone is healed." This is the universal law.